This is Jay Sekulow. More developments on the nomination of Chuck Hagel, our guest, Senator Lindsey Graham.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The next Secretary of Defense is dealing with an Iranian regime that I think is hell-bent on getting nuclear weapons, which will throw the whole Mideast into chaos. So why are we having a debate about the most antagonistic person toward Israel in the Senate? I can't think of votes more in your face to Israel than refusing to sanction Iran, who wants to destroy Israel.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Refusing to designate the Revolutionary Guard in Iran as a terrorist organization, suggesting the Israeli government directly negotiate with Hamas.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
So if I was Israel, I'd be very worried about this nomination.
The political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. I mean, United States Senator, not Israelis.
It's of concern as to how he would advise the president on the use of our military in support of our relationship with Israel. That is a concern, particularly as it relates to Iran.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast, and we're glad that our television and audience is here with us as well. We'll probably have some video of this up this afternoon. Let me say a couple things right off the bat here. Number one, the concerns over the Chuck Hagel nomination for the Secretary of Defense continue to mount. How about this? This is according to the Hill newspaper in Washington. Former Senator Hagel has met with and is meeting with senior Defense Department officials to reassure them that he's in favor of tough sanctions. Now, this is the same guy, Chuck Hagel, who said no sanctions, not tough sanctions, no sanctions against Iran, period. He said they'd be counterproductive. But he's got to go to the Defense Department to reassure them. Now, I mean, just think about the nature of this, folks. And then you've got John Brennan, who's the proposed director of the CIA, saying that we should work with Hezbollah because they're a moderate influence. Hezbollah? You mean the ones that launch rockets into Israel, like Hamas? Moderate? This is the way the regime is going. And then on top of that, you got the President of the United States saying, through his Vice President, hey, you know, I may, through executive order, decide to do something with the Second Amendment. Really? You don't get to do that as President of the United States. I discussed that issue last night on Hannity. We'll be discussing that more later in the broadcast as well. We want to talk about all these issues with you folks. There is a lot to go over. Washington is alive with controversy. 1-800-684-3110, between executive orders on the Second Amendment, between nominations to the courts, the debt ceiling. It's unbelievable what's going on in Washington right now. 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. Jordan, what is the latest in Washington?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting more and more information, especially you mentioned John Brennan as well, this idea that we can work with Hezbollah's moderates, but we've got to get Israel to drop their policy of wanting to eliminate Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah was responsible for one of their first acts, attack on in Beirut on a U.S. Marine base. 241 Americans were killed. That's how Hezbollah started. They have launched civil wars. They launched a war with Israel, fired thousands of rockets. People were killed in 2006, a major conflict. They are the most sophisticated guerrilla group. They're active all over the world, working, of course, through the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, with drug cartels, through South America. This is the worst of the worst. They've got drones. Remember that? They were sending drones over Israel. This is not a joke. To act as if Israel's got to say, well, we got to get them to drop that policy of trying to eliminate Hezbollah. Hezbollah's reason for existence is to eliminate the Jewish state. So how about Hezbollah drop that first? And how about the Palestinians all recognize Israel first as a Jewish state before talking about the moderates within and getting Israel to change their policies?
Yeah, well, of course, they believe in, you know, Israel, let them fend for themselves, so to speak. That's the view of this administration. But look, I mean, look at the way the entire administration is going here, folks. What do we expect? Are we shocked that this is happening? Are we shocked that the vice president says, well, I may just do the Second Amendment issues through, you know, executive order? Shocking to you? No. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. But, folks, this is today and tomorrow, last 2 days, for you to join with 85,000, almost 90,000 people that have already called us saying no to the Hagel nomination. Go to ACLJ.org to sign that petition now or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take action now, 877-989-2255. 989-2255.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So CIA nominee John Brennan has, quote, touted Hezbollah's moderate elements, this according to CNS News. Well, we know that he's done that because he's been quoted saying that. But this is the nature of who's being nominated by the President of the United States for Secretary of Defense, for the CIA Director. Folks, you're looking at a major sea change, a major shift in the way that we view these issues and the way we engage these issues in the Middle East. And, you know, the whole Arab Spring has not worked out very well, and I think this just makes it even more complicated. Today and tomorrow, the last 2 days that we're going to have this petition on radio anyways, up on the situation with Chuck Hagel's nomination for now. So if you haven't signed it, let me encourage you to do so at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now think about this. You've got these nominations for Secretary of Defense and the CIA Director. Controversial. You've got some Democrats in Congress saying, well, the President shouldn't have to worry about the debt ceiling, which is controlled by Congress. He should just utilize the 14th Amendment and override Congress, which, by the way, he doesn't get to do. That's not the way the Constitution works. And then, yeah, the Vice President of the United States, who's doing this Second Amendment summit, this gun summit, saying that, don't worry, the President's going to move by executive order to regulate the Second Amendment. Well, you don't get to do that in the United States because it's protected by, guess what, that very Second Amendment that the Vice President wants to regulate. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 on all these issues. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Craig calling in New York on line 4. Craig, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Craig.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
My question is, what is the current situation regarding the weapons that are going to be sent to Egypt, the tanks, F-16?
Yeah, the F-16s and 200 tanks. The question is the status of that. The delivery date, Jordan, was supposed to be January 22nd, correct?
Yeah, so we're getting close. That would be the first few, about four of the 20 scheduled to be delivered to Egypt, to the Muslim Brotherhood, of the F-16s, and of course the 200 tanks on the way as well. So as of now, the President's got to take action. The members of Congress have got to speak up, and they have been, because you've got most of the foreign aid has been withheld from Egypt. You know, Congress has held up hundreds of millions of dollars, almost close to $1 billion of foreign aid that President Obama has wanted to send over to President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood-led government there, and they've said no.
Yeah, I think the
the interesting thing is going to be is it's got a lot of members of Congress that are against this, and I think future funding will also be put in doubt. We're trying to fight that as well. So all this is kind of going on simultaneously. But you got to look at this. I mean, we're going to – think about this for a second, folks. We're going to arm the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to arm the Muslim Brotherhood while the President of the United States is contemplating, I guess, disarming the American people who have the right under the Second Amendment to hold and bear arms. That's what the Second Amendment says. So we're going to send weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood while the President says he's going to regulate the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution through executive order. That make a lot of sense to me. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Back to the phones we go. Ed called in from Kansas on line one. Ed, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ed.
What I wanted to do, I wanted to ask also, what happens then when we do get the nomination rejected, and I think there's a good chance we will, if he does what he did before and then says, I'm not taking no for an answer, I'm just going to nominate and appoint him to a recess
appointments. Well, look, the president has made these recess appointments before when, in fact, the Senate was not in recess, and that's challenged in court, and we're actually working on that case. So I'm not saying he won't do that. Look, I'm not so sure right now Chuck Hagel won't get through the nomination process. We got a real battle there. You're talking about the second phase of it. But the administration is operating right now under this analysis where basically if you can't get what you want directly, do it indirectly. And indirectly means, well, you know, the president's not happy with the gun control laws that exist in the United States. And by the way, that tragedy at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, which was awful, and our thoughts and prayers with those families. Realize Connecticut had the toughest gun laws in the state, in the country, the toughest. So now you've got the president saying, well, I'm going to regulate the Second Amendment, even though he can't do it directly through legislation. He's going to do it through executive order. If he doesn't get his nominees through, what does he do? He moves them through a recess appointment, even if the Senate's not really in recess. So I think you've got the reality that the president is showing in the second term exactly what he wants to do. This is what Charles Krautheimer had to say about that, number 20.
I think what's happening here is that in a second term, Obama is going to show who he really is. Remember what he said to the Soviet president after the election, I'll be more flexible, which means he can be more of who he wants to be.
Well, and I think that's exactly what you're seeing. So the policies you're seeing implemented are reflecting where the president is, Jordan. This is not a shock, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood issue, whether it's these appointments. Look, these appointments for the state, for the Department of Defense and for the CIA are to dismantle the Defense Department and really control the nature of where we're going with defense. We're going to cut our defense while we're shipping weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, I mean, overseeing the decline of America's military and the size of our military, that's what was reported in the New York Times. That's why Chuck Hagel's been selected, that you need someone like him to oversee these huge cuts to our military and defense spending, including, you know, cutting back on the number of troops we have, active duty troops. Now, the second part as well, you look at the gun issue, the executive order issue. Heard one thing when first term, different in second term. And you see it's the same players that are staying around town. You know, the health care law, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, she'll be around. She's not leaving the administration. Neither is Eric Holder, the Attorney General. He's staying around after all that talk that, oh, he was done and so tired after 4 years. Those are his key go-tos, and then he needs these other people in place who he wanted to put in back in the first term but couldn't because it would have been too damaging politically. And that's the truth, not just with conservatives or moderates in America, but his liberal base as well.
But, you know, here's what's interesting. So you got a visit to Lebanon, and then John Brennan, who's nominated for the director of the CIA, raised eyebrows when he was quoted as speaking about Hezbollah having, quote, moderate elements, which the U.S. should try to build up. The State Department then stressed that the U.S. policy towards Hezbollah has remained unchanged, that they are, in fact, a terrorist organization. So, folks, I mean, what are we're shocked here? This is shocking that this is the procedures you're getting? These are the personnel that's being implemented? You shouldn't be, because that's the reality. We are going to be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. But, folks, if you have not yet signed on to this petition, let me encourage you to do so today. Do it today. We're opposing the Chuck Hagel nomination. You're going to hear from Lindsey Graham in just a few moments, which will give you a real reason, more reasons why you need to do it. And this is one of his colleagues in the Senate. They normally don't talk about each other where they disagree like this, but Lindsey Graham's being emphatic about his position. You go to ACLJ.org. There's no excuse. You need to sign up and protect our country, our defense, the state of Israel, the Middle East, but also right here at home in the United States of America. 877-989-2255. That's one.
877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Rich called in from Ohio on line 4. Rich, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for all you do. Hey, I have a question on President Obama 4 years ago, not once but twice, stated that he would preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so far, I don't see him preserving it. Is that grounds for impeachment or anything?
No, in his worldview, Rich, he believes what he's doing is constitutional. For instance, when they floated this idea that you could ignore the debt ceiling by, you know, which says Congress controls the debt, Congress has got the power of the purse, but they floated this idea that the president could do this on some bizarre reading of the 14th Amendment. He got a lot of flack for it, so then, of course, the president says, oh, I'm not going to do that, only after the flack, by the way. Then take it a step further. It comes to these nominations for Department of Defense and CIA. They're sharing his worldview. This is elections have consequences. This is who is elected. This is the consequence. So, you know, you may not like it, but that's what happens when elections go different ways. Now, I'm not going to give you a political analysis today because it doesn't matter. I'm giving you the facts on the ground. We've got a serious challenge here for our worldview, for American exceptionalism. All of that right now is being challenged. Let's try to grab one more phone call.
John's been holding on in New York on line 2. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
We've been watching everything that's going on since 9/11. And the only thing that hasn't changed is the opinions of the Muslim people.
Yeah.
9/11, they said, we're not the enemy. And they said our religion was hijacked. But what have they done to distinguish themselves from the terrorists?
Well, you know what's interesting here? Not much, in my view. There's been some moderate voices. A few, we've had them on this broadcast. Jordan has had them on as well. But the fact of the matter is, I think we got to be reality. We haven't declared war on Islam. Well, radical Islam's declared war on us. And we saw that again in another September 11, just 3 months, 4 months ago. So this is an ongoing battle for the heart and soul of Western civilization. And we're going to have people running the Defense Department that, frankly, folks, have me very, very concerned. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina, is going to be joining us. We're thrilled to have Senator Graham with us. Folks, right now, you go to your phones. Last 2 days for you to sign on this petition, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And when you're there, sign that petition and say, you know what? I don't want to see our Defense Department dismantled like this. We're not talking about just some changes in procedures. We're talking about the dismantling of the Defense Department. And why are we doing that while we're sending F-16s and 200 tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood? If that bothers you, go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We're going to be back with Senator Lindsey Graham in just a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations, a strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense.
clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Well, joining us on the phone right now is a good friend and someone that really needs no introduction. That is Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, who's been taking such a lead on so many issues, especially issues of national security. I've appreciated Senator Graham's comments over the years. We're friends. We've worked together on a number of issues. But, Senator, I am probably as concerned as I've ever been when I see the nomination of not just Chuck Hagel here to be the head of the new Secretary of Defense, but also the nomination of John Brennan with regard to the CIA. And I want to start, if we can, first with the situation with the Department of Defense and Chuck Hagel's statements on Israel. Obviously, he's going to have a hearing. What's your sense, first of all, on the nomination, and what do you think the president is thinking here?
Well, I don't know what the president's thinking, but he you know, Chuck Hagel, it's not a personal thing. I've known Chuck for a long time. I like him and his wife, but we've got such different views of the world. And to your listeners, elections matter. You know, Jay, you've been actually a really, really good friend to Lindsey Graham, talking about elections have consequences, the Gang of 14, having the long view of things. So I expect a president to nominate somebody different than I would, like a Jack Lew for Secretary of Treasury. But here's the problem I have with Chuck Hagel. He is on an island almost by himself when it comes to Iran. He was one of two senators who voted against sanctioning the Iranians, saying we should negotiate with them, sanctions wouldn't work. He said we went to Iraq for the oil, the surge would work. He refused to designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. Hezbollah, he wouldn't sign a letter saying they're a terrorist group. He's urged the Israelis to negotiate directly with Hamas, a terrorist organization, trying to kill Israeli children. His views on Iraq, I thought, were really completely off base, and he wants to take the military below levels I think are wise and prudent. So I've got real concerns that this is not leading from behind. This is not leading at all.
I should mention in the introduction here, in our initial comments, that Senator Graham, in addition to being a United States senator, is a colonel in the United States Air Force and is actually a senior instructor at the Air Force JAG School. Let me follow it up with this question and my concern here. We have an office in Jerusalem, Senator, that's staffed by people with a lot of years of government affairs experience, but also our senior lawyer there is in the reserves of the Israeli Defense Force. He is a judge advocate general himself in charge of the International Law Group, primarily dealing with Gaza and with the West Bank. They're very concerned with the Chuck Hagel nomination on what it means for Israel. Yeah, I get the sense, Senator Graham, that the president is nominating someone that shares a philosophy that the president agrees with. It'd be unusual for him to appoint someone that doesn't. You've said this is very troubling for Israel. Could you explain a little bit more on that? What does a Chuck Hagel Secretary of Defense mean for Israel, especially with the situation with Iran?
Well, the next Secretary of Defense is dealing with an Iranian regime that I think is hell-bent on getting nuclear weapons, which will throw the whole Mideast into chaos. So why are we having a debate about the most antagonistic person toward Israel in the Senate? I can't think of votes more in your face to Israel than refusing to sanction Iran, who wants to destroy Israel, refusing to designate the Revolutionary Guard in Iran as a terrorist organization, suggesting the Israeli government directly negotiate with Hamas. So if I was Israel, I'd be very worried about this nomination. And if I was Iran, I'd be encouraged that the Obama administration's taken a new course vis-a-vis Iran. It's exactly the wrong debate to have at a very critical time in world history.
Let me ask you one more question on this, and I know Jordan's got some questions also on the Brennan nomination, and I'll have a follow-up on a couple of those. But you're going to give him a fair hearing. There's going to be real questions asked. There have been some Democratic colleagues of yours, I mean, these are obviously a different party, that have raised some serious concern about this nomination of Chuck Hagel as well. So when you put this all together, I'm trying to figure out the political calculation here for this kind of nomination, which obviously has the Israelis concerned. I mean, we've talked to government officials there. They're trying to be silent, of course. But the reality is what you're reading between the lines is there's concern. Now, you've seen that in some of the papers. What's the political calculation here? Does the president want this kind of fight?
Apparently he does. And here's the way I see the nomination unfolding. Senator Hagel served with distinction in Vietnam. He's a brave man. He received two Purple Hearts. He's truly a warrior. But I think he has a view of Vietnam that's colored his worldview. You know, Iraq and Afghanistan and the war on terror, it's not a cold war, it's a hot war. It's not a civil war between two groups of people. It really is an international existential threat to Israel and our way of life. And I don't think, quite frankly, he understands that. If he did, he wouldn't be saying, you know, that Iran's misunderstood. So a lot of Democrats are going to have to wrestle with his approach to Israel and Iran, because there are a lot of pro-Israel Democrats in the United States Senate. And again, I like Hagel. He served with distinction in Vietnam, but his policy positions vis-a-vis Israel and Iran are so out of the mainstream. He says he wants to clarify his positions, that he's a very pro-Israel senator. I am interested in hearing what he says and how he clarifies these positions. I'm very interested, quite frankly, in seeing how a Democrat would justify their support for Israel in light of some of the things he said.
Yeah. To talk about the CIA as well, because, Senator Graham, you've led on the Benghazi issue and trying to get answers there, and you've said about the John Brennan's nomination. He's currently the U.S. Homeland Security Advisor, and he runs the National Counterterrorism Center. He's been controversial for some statements made in the past about terrorism and defeating terrorism and, can you say, Islamic in front of radical, things like that, making these distinctions. But the bigger picture issue, and I know I've read everything and seen you, is that you want answers on Benghazi before moving forward on anyone that gets to become, you know, the next head of the CIA.
I can't believe the American media has just basically laid down on this issue. Thank God for Fox and a few people and other media organizations. You had a story told about Benghazi 3 weeks before the election that tried to continue the narrative that al-Qaeda had been decimated and the consulate was well secured, strong, substantially, significantly secured. Well, the report from the State Department and just common sense tells you it was not strongly secured. Al-Qaeda has not been decimated. And who changed the talking points given to Susan Rice? We still don't know. At one time, we were told the Director of National Intelligence. The next day, we were told it was the FBI. Then it was the CIA. Somebody took the al-Qaeda references out of those talking points, I believe, because it would undercut the narrative that al-Qaeda had been decimated. And if they were, in fact, involved in Libya, it would be bad for the administration. So I want to know, before we confirm the new CIA director, who changed the talking points. I want to know who the survivors are so they can be interviewed to make it pretty clear to anybody that there was never a riot. It was always a terrorist attack. And it's not against Brennan per se, but when Brennan was in the Bush administration, he said one thing about interrogation techniques. I think he's got a lot of questions to answer. Time will tell.
Well, Senator Graham, I want to thank you on behalf of all of us. You do a fantastic job for the folks of South Carolina, but you're really doing a fantastic job for all of us that are concerned about our country and the direction of our country. And I want to personally say, one lawyer to another, I'm glad you're the lawyer on our team, and I appreciate what you're doing on this. And, of course, we'll be following this closely. And thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it, Senator.
Thanks for being somebody reasoned and understanding the law and keeping your listeners informed about things that are not nearly talked enough about. If it weren't for shows like yours, I don't know if we'd get half this stuff out. So God bless. Have a good new year.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Now, we've heard from almost 100,000 people, literally, folks, in about 3 days. Over 75,000 online alone, and that's growing as we speak. So if you've not yet really taken a stand on these nominations, today and tomorrow are it. Last 2 days to do it. So I want to encourage you to do it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Yes, everyone. We were talking about, of course, the nomination of Senator Chuck Hagel to be the director of the Department of Defense, the Secretary of Defense Department, as well as John Brennan to be the head of the CIA. Two troubling nominations. We've got a lot of calls coming in on these nominations. We were just joined recently, just a few minutes ago, by Senator Lindsey Graham. We were thrilled we were able to bring that to you. Let's do this. Let's go right to the phones right now. And who do we have next, Jordan?
Yep, Chris is calling from California online too. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I'd like to know if you think this Chuck Hagel nomination that Obama maybe never even expected it to happen, go through, and actually work, but more or less cause such an uproar that we forget about Benghazi, the gun running, you know, the gambit of other things that, you know, we've got Obama, you know, pinned down for.
We just interviewed, and I'm sure you heard it, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Senator Graham Jordan was unapologetic about the fact that he's getting answers to Benghazi before anybody's confirmed or for anything. He wants answers. He's demanding answers. And Senator Graham is a tough lawyer. He's going to get some answers here, Jordan.
That's right. I mean, he's been a leader on trying to get the facts on Benghazi. Of course, John Brennan, who has been nominated to be director of CIA and is right now the U.S. Homeland Security Advisor, directs the National Counterterrorism Center, which is interesting because he said terrorism can't be defeated, but it's in his title. And so it goes on, though, because Brennan has been accused of being the person that's been leaking a lot of information on Osama bin Laden and also would have been part of this strategy to say blame everything that happened in Benghazi first on a spontaneous protest because of a YouTube video that no one had seen. Senator Graham has said that he will lead the charge on that and will not let these nominations move forward until we get answers. I think you have to understand these senators are going to be working hard, and it's not just the Hagel nomination. Now the Brennan nomination getting a lot of attention the last couple of days.
I'll tell you this also. Having Senator Graham on the broadcast was just great because you're getting – this will give the guy – Jordan, I think this is the guy that – Senator Graham's the guy that leads the charge on this.
He is. You know, he's known as a fair senator. He has been willing to work with President Obama on a number of times, and sometimes that's worked out, sometimes it hasn't, but he's at least made the peace offering and extended the olive branch and tried to get things done for his constituents and also for the people. He's done that for a number of years with different presidents, but when it comes to this issue, he's been unrelenting, and I think that makes the point even that much clearer. This is not a senator who comes up with a different issue each day or week to pound the Obama administration on. This is a specific issue, Benghazi, terror, national security, the statements on Iran, the statements on Hezbollah, the statements on Hamas, how you see the world. He's also, you know, is in our reserves, so he is a veteran and serves our armed forces. At the same time, he's a U.S. senator, so he's a great person to look these nominees in the eye. They both have long, distinguished records when it comes to either national security or intelligence or the armed forces, like Chuck Hagel. But he can look him in the eye and ask him the serious questions.
Jordan said he's a colonel. It currently serves as a colonel in the United States Air Force and is assigned as a senior instructor at the Air Force Judge Advocate General School. And that is a big deal. We're going right back to the phones. Who do we have next?
Kim's calling in from Florida Online 5. Kim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kim.
I have several concerns. Our president, you know, has been quoted saying, I won't take no for an answer on previous occasions in similar tactics that he's, you know, subjected our country to. I don't understand how anyone wanting to be a U.S. citizen and represent our country could ever even take a stance like this.
Yeah, but they actually, that's the worldview they believe in. I mean, what you're seeing now in the second term of President Obama administration is he's appointing people that share his worldview on national security matters. And that's precisely what you've got here, and that's why you're getting the nominations across the board. You're going to see this. And the job of the American people is, if you object to that kind of worldview, is to have your voice heard. Now, we've heard from almost 100,000 people, literally, folks, in about 3 days. Over 75,000 online alone, and that's growing as we speak. So if you've not yet really taken a stand on these nominations, today and tomorrow are it. Last 2 days to do it. So I want to encourage you to do it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Reports from David Brooks. Jordan mentioned this earlier. Chuck Hagel has been nominated to supervise the beginning of the generation-long process of defense cutbacks. This is part of the process that President Obama wants. He wants cover to have a Republican, so he picks Chuck Hagel, who is really not sharing much of the Republican Party views or platform. And we've got a situation where his views on Israel and Iran are not only out of the mainstream, but as I said, they're cheering in Iran and nervous in Tel Aviv. In Israel. That tells you something right now. Nervous in Jerusalem as well. So I wanted to ask you to do this, folks. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Charles Krauthammer made a very interesting statement on Fox News generally about the trend of President Obama in the second administration. Let's take a listen to this statement from Dr. Krauthammer.
I think what's happening here is that in his second term, Obama is going to show who he really is. Remember what he said to the Soviet president after the election, I'll be more flexible, which means he can be more of who he wants to be.
And I think what you're saying is that this nomination of Chuck Hagel, this is who he is. This is what he wants to be. This is really, I think, the reality of the Obama doctrine as it relates to the Middle East engagement. I don't think it's worked very well for the Arab Spring, and I certainly don't think it's working well right now in the Middle East. But nevertheless, that's the policy. Here's what we're doing. We are opposing this. Than has been working with members of the Senate on this already. We've heard from over 75,000 of you, if I add the phones to the online response already. Folks, I want to get to 200,000 on this. So if you've not yet signed the petition, I want to urge you to do so right now. This is someone that talks about the Jewish lobby, someone that talks about Iran not being a terrorist organization, refuses to release
admit that Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist organizations, won't acknowledge it. So we want you to become part of our team as we deal with this in Washington, D.C. Go to ACLJ.org or sign on to that petition right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And we're going to go right to our phone calls.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, some agree, some don't agree. Dennis calling from Ohio on line three. He does not agree with us. Dennis, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, our George Washington's farewell address at Seattle Foreign Affairs. Second of all, Israel is not our ally.
Wait, what do you mean? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. Stay out of foreign affairs.
Where did he democracy?
Hold it. You got a litany there. You're going to do it one at a time. You think we should stay out of foreign affairs?
Yes, we should stay. Israel, let them fight their own wars. We're fighting all their foreign wars. If we want peace in America and we want to get brothership with the Muslims, quit.
Well, let me ask you this. You want to stay out of foreign engagement. So when the United States is attacked on 9/11, what do you want the United States to do? Nothing?
That was a Mossad of Israel who did that.
Oh, so the Israelis did the attack on 9/11. Someone's figured out, and it's Mossad. The Israelis did this, in your view, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what's your evidence of this, Dennis?
For the banking.
Hey, Dennis, what's your? Yeah, I know they control all the banks too. Dennis, what's your? What evidence do you have that Mossad, which is the Israeli like CIA? What evidence do you have, Dennis, that the Mossad, because you've made a very bold statement there, that the Mossad had did the attacks on 9/11? What conspiracy book are you reading?
All your Masonic lodges and your presidents. All.
Oh, so the Masons, too. So it's the Masons, the presidents, and Mossad. Okay, Dennis, you're done. Thank you for calling. Not really, actually. But this tells you, you know, folks, you take a Dennis every once in a while just so you know what you're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. Go ahead.
First, you think maybe it's, you know, anti-Semitic. They don't like Jews. And you realize it's much broader than that. It's anti-everything. The whole world is conspiring, except for the Muslims. Notice they had nothing to do with it. Islam had nothing to do with it. And, of course, not all Muslims did. But this is what, like, the Ayatollah says and Ahmadinejad says, the Holocaust denier crowd. They also blame Israel. So, you know, the interesting part about what Dennis is saying is just not true, because we know, as a predominantly Christian country with Western values, that there are those out there, they don't care what foreign entanglements you're in right now, eventually their targets are set on you. And we've seen that throughout our history. If you're a large country, if you've got a big economy and a big population, and you have a set of values that they disagree with, they're going to target you, because ultimately all of these different ideologies want to dominate each other. We're actually the country that doesn't go around doing that.
I'll tell you this. I'm glad we took Dennis's call, because, folks, this gives you a reason why you need to respond. This is why we don't need the Dennis's of the world actually dictating our foreign policy. And Chuck Hagel's view is isolationist. I mean, I'm not saying it's Dennis's, but it's in that vein of isolationism. I don't think it's quite as conspiratorial as Dennis. And that's why, you know, we're American citizens. We have the right to speak out on these issues, and I want to encourage you to do just that. Again, we've heard from over 75,000 of you in just 2 days. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition. We also have on the website about a minute and a half long video presentation on why we're objecting to Senator Hagel's nomination. But I need you to help us as well. Fan needs your numbers and names on these petitions. So when we're on Capitol Hill, we're representing literally hundreds of thousands of you on this issue. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, make that call now. Stand up for our own interest here. You got a Secretary of Defense who's not only going to dismantle our military, but he is going to call Iran a what? Potential ally right now? He will not label them a terrorist threat, nor Hamas or Hezbollah? This is what you're worrying about? This is what we've got dictating our policy? Speak out against it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me ask Than a question here. Than, where are we on the time frame? Has a hearing date been set yet?
No hearing date set, Jay. They come back in 2 weeks from this past Monday. I expect that a hearing will be set that first week, if indeed there is one. So we're probably looking at about 2.5 weeks away from a final confirmation vote in committee. And Jay, I would just quickly say this. I would remind Dennis that this president does not agree with removing the United States from foreign affairs either. Think about the timing of this nomination. It happens right when he wants to send another $2.5 billion to the Muslim government-led government in Egypt. So he is picking and choosing who he wants to support, and it's not our traditional allies.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Now back to the phones. We go. A lot of calls coming in. Stephen in New York on line one. Stephen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
My call. Listen, I think that this is part of biblical prophecy. When you think about it, you know, what Christ said prophesizing that once Israel gets independence after a generation, that's when, you know, things will start happening. And it's a more of a surprise to me to think to see the United States not even wanting to side. And this is like an out-and-out statement saying, hey, look, you know, we don't support Israel.
Well, I mean, it is certainly a clear policy shift. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to get into the biblical implications of it, but there is no doubt that this is a significant policy shift. Because although, interestingly, I'll throw this to Jordan and Fenn. Interestingly, Chuck Hagel has come out in the last couple hours, I say in the last 24 hours, saying you misunderstand his view on Israel. But his words speak for themselves. I mean, that's the problem. His language, but it is mirroring what President Obama really thinks. That's really what's going on here. So this shouldn't be catching any of us by surprise. It's what Charles Krauthammer said. The president got his reelection. Now you're going to find out where he really is on these issues.
On issues that are extremely divisive in the country. And like the Washington Post said, when you're that outside the mainstream, you don't do that when you're trying to get reelected. But when you're done being reelected, you don't have to worry about another campaign. Who cares if your views are outside the mainstream? You can start exposing them to everybody and telling everybody about them. And you do that through the people that you choose to lead these specific positions. This would not be as important if he was, you know, let's say Commerce Secretary, things like that, or even Department of Veteran Affairs. That's not the same thing as being the Secretary of Defense. What Hagel's now tried to back and say is that, well, I have different policy views on what will be best for Israel. But I don't see any of these Israeli leaders coming here and asking for that. No one, if this Israeli lobby exists, where's that Jewish lobby on that side that's so strong, if this is really what's in their best interest? This engagement with Hezbollah and Hamas and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
But you know
that is a joke that he's trying to use that, but that is what he'll try to do.
But you got
to
take it a step further here. You've got to look at the nomination of John Brennan for the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. He has said that Hezbollah needs to be assimilated into Lebanon's political system. This is a group that is calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. And we've got now the head of the CIA, the proposed head of the CIA, saying let's incorporate them into the political process. I guess that's much like the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that has not worked out very well. This whole idea of appeasing and we're going to get these radical Islamic elements and they're just going to come along. Ask the moderates in Egypt and the Christians in Egypt how well it's working out. Ask the Christians in Lebanon how well it's working out. Not very well. Folks, we're going to take a break. You've got to stand with us as we fight these nominations. We're going to fight the John Brennan nomination as well. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign on to that petition, you're joining 75,000 others. Or you call me right now. I need to hear from everybody today. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we really need to fight back on this. One-on-one, it's tough. But when we've got a whole group of you, hundreds of thousands from all 50 states, makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations, a strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. You know, we've been hitting a whole host of issues, whether it's the nomination for the CIA director, Department of Defense, the situation with Hobby Lobby and the other related entities with the HHS mandate, or even now that looks like the renewed attacks where the president is talking about doing an executive order on Second Amendment rights. This is, Jordan, these are significant issues and real ramifications here.
Absolutely. You know, we're talking about the Constitution and this administration and tampering with it. We know that they will go as far as they possibly can, even if they know that long term they may not win in court, even if they're certain they won't win in court, they will go as far as they can, pushing the boundaries of extra constitutional enforcement by this president, which is so interesting because they were so critical of President Bush when it came to executive orders and signing statements on actual legislation that passed Congress, not on the Second Amendment, amending the Second Amendment without any legislation by Congress.
Well, when I actually debated these points, including the debt ceiling issues on Sean Hannity's broadcast just the other day with Lanny Davis. Let's take a listen to it, folks. And it kind of shows you the breadth and scope of what we're doing at the ACLJ.
From the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, and former special counsel to former President Bill Clinton, Lanny Davis. Gentlemen, welcome back to Hannity.
Good evening, hey, Mr. Sean. Justice Hannity.
Chief Justice Hannity to you,
Chief
sir.
Chief Justice Hannity.
All right, Lanny.
I didn't know that you were a lawyer, much less a Supreme Court justice, but congratulations on
I appreciate the upgrade, Lanny.
You don't have to be a lawyer to be a Supreme Court justice.
Listen, I expect both of you to be making oral arguments any day now on some topic that I will rule in Jay's favor on. All right, Mr. Purple Nation, Lanny Davis, this is no joking matter. When we have a president of the United States using executive order, bypassing Congress, to get done what he cannot get done through the legislative process. That is a problem, Lanny. That's a big problem.
Well, it could be illegal, and if so, it should be challenged and taken to the courts. The Republicans have not been bashful about doing that. You remember that the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known by some Republicans as Obamacare, was taken to the Supreme Court.
Barely made
it. I don't know if there is anything illegal. Sometimes executive orders are within the overall authority of a president. Some are not. So it should be challenged. I don't favor a president acting illegally, but that's what the courts are for, Mr. Justice Hannity.
You know, but it's also, Jay, I think the president who's sworn to uphold the Constitution. For example, using the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling, it's very clear,
right.
Article 1, Section 7. The Second Amendment could not be any more clear, and we laid out what our founders and framers said about it last night. So the president has a
right.
responsibility himself, but he wants to push the envelope. Your reaction?
Well, look, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. The president said as much before when he was running for re-election. He said if Congress isn't going to move, he's going to move. Now, let's take a look at each issue. With regard to the Second Amendment, there's no executive order the president of the United States can issue that's going to override the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. So Vice President Biden could be making, you know, platitude statements or saying whatever he wants about executive orders and executive action. But the fact of the matter is the Second Amendment is not going to be overridden by the president of the United States. And if they try that, that should be challenged, and it would be challenged successfully. But there's a connection, Sean, between that issue and the debt issue. This idea that Nancy Pelosi has been advocating and others that the president could just on his own ignore the debt ceiling limitations and incur debt. The Constitution says exactly the opposite. But again, the fact that you've got Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying this is the way we could go if we have to shows you that this is a lot of threats and ignoring the constitutional realities of separation of powers. We have an executive branch, a legislative branch, and a judicial branch.
My great friend Mark Levin, the great one, says this is a post-constitutional America, and this is now taking executive power to a degree that nobody has taken it before without respect to precedent. Let's go to the videotape in the words of Warner Wolf, a great New York sportscaster, Lanny Davis. Let's listen to your friend President Obama on the issue of executive privilege and executive orders back in 2007.
I think that the issue of executive power and executive privilege is one that is subject to abuse, and in an Obama presidency, what you will see will be a sufficient respect for law and the co-equal branches of government that I hope we don't find ourselves in a situation in which we would be having aides being subpoenaed for what I think everybody acknowledges is some troublesome information out there.
Lanny, if the president can't get an appointment he wants and then the Senate is still in session and he makes a recess appointment, nobody's ever done that before. That's advancing. Go ahead.
Just so your audience knows that you'll frequently state a conclusion that I know you sincerely believe, but which others disagree with. The Senate was not in session.
Lanny, that is not true.
There was a ploy used by one Republican trying to hold the floor.
Were they in session
the
or not?
No, they were not in session.
Were they in recess, Lanny? That's not true.
Subject to a lawsuit there is, right now.
So let me at least get to the point, because there's disagreement on your conclusion.
There's no disagreement.
That he did that.
All right, let's Jay Sekulow. Were they in recess?
Absolutely not. And look, the fact of the matter is there's a lawsuit that's been brought on this very issue, and these were very controversial appointments. The president knew that, in fact, the Senate was not in recess, and he did it anyways. And that's when he said, remember, if Congress doesn't act, he's going to do it on his own. So this is consistent with his position.
Now,
it's in court. Lanny's right. Where it's being challenged. We're involved in that case. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's pretty significant that this is a pattern that we've seen now throughout this presidency.
Can I address the Second Amendment and the 14th Amendment issues? The Second Amendment, the Supreme Court has held, is the right to own firearms. Everybody on the Supreme Court, everyone unanimously would say that doesn't mean you can't regulate the use of firearms, just as we already have on the books, background checks are required.
But you regulate through the legislative branch of government.
So you are allowed, and I'm sure you'll agree that that is not violating the Second Amendment. As to the 14th Amendment, I do not favor the stretch of the Constitution or an imperial presidency waging war without a declaration of war. So there's a little flip here. Republicans love waging war without declarations of war, as they did in Iraq and as they did in Afghanistan.
Lanny, wait a second.
And as they did before.
The president, George Bush, went and he got the authorization of the use of force.
Thank you. That's not a declaration of war.
Excuse me. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you must use certain words, but an authorization for force.
Right.
Everybody with common sense knows that means
war. That's a really weak argument, because that's not even disputed that President Bush had authority for the engagements in Afghanistan and Iraq. What is an issue here is the idea that the President of the United States, you said it right, can regulations be put in place involving guns? Sure, but there is a Second Amendment. You're right. I think all justices agree that that's a right that exists for individuals, but the president doesn't get to set the regulations or the legislation without going through the legislative branch. There's no regulation for him to base the legislation from. In other words, there's no legislation that he can then issue a regulation for. He can't make it up on his own. The Constitution doesn't allow
Justice
it.
Hannity doesn't get to the Supreme Court, I think the courts won't uphold your viewpoint, Jay, but let's see what the courts say on this subject.
All right, I rule in Jay's favor.
Hopefully we case closed.
We might.
Surprise.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you both. This is
thank
an important debate. We can't have a president, imperial presidency, gaining power and legislating through executive fiat and bypassing Congress. We have separation of powers.
Folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. And I'm telling you, this is some major issues in Washington. Let me also encourage you to sign the petition to stop these two nominations going forward, mostly the Hagel nomination. But the more we're getting on the Brennan nomination for CIA, he's a guy that's calling, states that there's a moderate element with inside Hezbollah. I don't know what planet these guys are coming from or what they're thinking, but I think they're wrong. So if you want to stand with us, you go to ACLJ.org or you call us now at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.